Winnie the Pooh, Chapter 8, Part 2, in which Christopher Robin leads an expedition to the North Pole.
I'm Simbala's Roo. I'm 6 years old. I like to play soccer. And I'm from Korea and I live in Jordan.
I'm Liat as Winnie the Pooh. I'm 10 years old. I live in Minnesota and I love reading.
Hello, my name is Talis Cow. I am 6 years old and I live in Essex. And my favourite thing to do is to plant seeds and colour.
I'm Vivian as Rabbit. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Scotland and I like gymnastics and piano.
And Grace as Piglet. I'm 6 years old. I'm from California and I love to draw.
I'm Josiah as Kanga and I'm from California. I love eggs and Legos and Monster Jam.
And Yinji as Eeyore.
I'm from Korea. I live in Jordan and I like playing instruments and the piano. I'm 8 years old.
They were climbing very cautiously up the stream now, going from rock to rock. And after they had gone a little way, they came to a place where the banks widened out at each side, so that on each side of the water, there was a level strip of grass on which they could sit down and rest. As soon as he saw this, Christopher Robin called,
"Halt!"
And they all sat down and rested.
"I think,"
said Christopher Robin,
"that we ought to eat all our provisions now, so we shouldn't have so much to carry."
"Eat all our what?"
said Pooh.
"All that we've brought,"
said Piglet, getting to work.
"That's a good idea,"
said Pooh, and he got to work too.
"And you all got something?"
asked Christopher Robin with his mouth full.
"All except me,"
said Eeyore.
"As usual."
He looked round at them in his melancholy way.
"I suppose none of you are sitting on a thistle by any chance?"
"I believe I am,"
said Pooh.
"Ow!"
He got up and looked behind him.
"Yes, it was. I thought so."
"Thank you, Pooh. If you've quite finished with it."
He moved across to Pooh's place and began to eat.
"It don't do them any good, you know, sitting on them,"
he went on as he looked up munching.
"Takes all the life out of them. Remember that another time, all of you. A little consideration, a little thought for others, makes all the difference."
As soon as he had finished his lunch, Christopher Robin whispered to Rabbit. And Rabbit said,
"Yes, yes, of course."
And they walked a little way up the stream together.
"I didn't want the others to hear,"
said Christopher Robin.
"Quite so,"
said Rabbit, looking important.
It's only rabbits. I suppose you don't know. What does the North Pole look like?"
"Well,"
said Rabbit, stroking his whiskers,
"now you're asking me.
I did know once, but only I've sort of forgotten.
It's a funny thing, but I've sort of forgotten too. Although I did know once.
I suppose it's just a pole stuck in the ground?"
"Sure to be a pole, because of calling it a pole. And if it's a pole, I should think it would be sticking in the ground. Shouldn't you? Because there would be nowhere else to stick it."
"Yes, that's what I thought."
"The only thing is, where is it sticking?"
"That's what we're looking for."
They went back to the others. Piglet was lying on his back, sleeping peacefully. Roo was washing his face and paws in the stream. while Kanga explained to everybody proudly that this was the first time he had ever washed his face himself. And Owl was telling Kanga an interesting anecdote full of long words like encyclopedia and rhododendron, to which Kanga wasn't listening.
I don't hold with all this washing,
grumbled Eeyore.
This modern behind-the-ears nonsense. What do you think, Pooh?
Well, I think...
But we shall never know what Pooh thought, for there came a sudden squeak from Roo, a splash, and a loud cry of alarm from Kanga.
So much for a washing,
said Eeyore.
Roo's fallen in,
cried Rabbit, and he and Christopher Robin came rushing down to the rescue.
Look at me swimming,
squeaked Roo from the middle of his pool, and was hurried down a waterfall to the next pool.
Are you all right, Roo dear?
Called Kanga anxiously.
Yeah,
said Roo.
Look at me swim.
And down he went over the next waterfall into another pool. Everybody was doing something to help. Piglet, wide awake suddenly, was jumping up and down and making
ooh, I say,
noises. Owl was explaining that in a case of sudden and temporary immersion, the important thing was to keep the head above water. Kanga was jumping along the bank, saying,
are you sure you're right, Roo dear?
To which Roo, from whatever pool he was in at that moment, was answering,
look at me swimming.
Eeyore had turned round and hung his tail over the first pool into which Roo fell, and with his back to the accident was grumbling quietly to himself and saying,
all this washing. But catch onto my tail, little Roo, and you'll be all right.
And Christopher Robin and Rabbit came hurrying past Eeyore, and they were calling out to the others in front of them.
All right, Roo. I'm coming,
called Christopher Robin.
Get something across the stream lower down, some of you fellows,
called Rabbit. But Pooh was getting something. Two pools below Roo, he was standing with a long pole in his paws, and Kanga came up and took one end of it, and between them they held it across the lower part of the pool, and Roo, still bubbling proudly,
look at me swimming,
drifted up against it and climbed out.
Pooh, did you see me swimming?
Squeaked Roo excitedly, while Kanga scolded him and rubbed him down.
Pooh, did you see me swimming? That's called swimming. What I was doing. Rabbit, did you see what I was doing? Swimming! Hello, Piglet. I say, Piglet. What do you think I was doing? Swimming! Christopher Robin, did you see me?
But Christopher Robin wasn't listening. He was looking at Pooh.
Pooh?
He said.
Where did you find that pole?
Pooh looked at the pole in his hands.
I just found it,
he said.
I thought it would be useful. I just picked it up.
Pooh?
Said Christopher Robin solemnly.
The expedition is over. You have found the North Pole.
Oh!
Said Pooh. Eeyore was sitting with his tail in the water when they all got back to him.
Tell Roo to be quick, somebody. My tail's getting cold. I don't want to mention it, but I just mentioned it. I don't want to complain, but there it is. My tail's cold.
Here I am,
squeaked Roo.
Oh, there you are.
Did you see me swimming?
Eeyore took his tail out of the water and swished it from side to side.
As I expected, lost all feeling. Numbed it. That's what it's done. Numbed it. Well, as long as nobody minds, I suppose it's all right.
Never mind, Eeyore. I'll dry it for you,
said Christopher Robin, and he took out his handkerchief and rubbed it up.
Thank you, Christopher Robin. You're the only one who seems to understand about tails. They don't sink. That's what's the matter with some of these others. They've no imagination. A tail isn't a tail to them. It's just a little bit extra at the back.
Never mind, Eeyore,
said Christopher Robin, rubbing his hardest.
It's feeling more like a tail, perhaps. It belongs again, if you know what I mean.
Hello, Eeyore,
said Pooh, coming up to them with his pole.
Hello, Pooh. Thank you for asking, but I shall be able to use it again in a day or two.
Use what?
What we are talking about.
I wasn't talking about anything,
said Pooh, looking puzzled.
My mistake again. I thought you were saying how sorry you were about my tail being all numb. And could you do anything to help?
No, that wasn't me,
said Pooh. He thought for a little and then suggested helpfully,
perhaps it was somebody else.
Well, thank him for me when you see him.
Pooh looked anxiously at Christopher Robin.
Pooh's found a North Pole,
said Christopher Robin.
Isn't that lovely?
Pooh looked modestly down.
Is that it?
Said Eeyore.
Is that what we were looking for?
Yes.
Oh. Well, anyhow, it didn't rain.
They stuck the pole in the ground and Christopher Robin tied a message onto it. North Pole. Discovered by Pooh. Pooh found it. And they all went home again. And I think, but I am not quite sure, that Roo had a hot bath and went straight to bed. But Pooh went back to his own house and, feeling very proud of what he had done, had a little something to revive himself.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.